This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. All right, it's 5 o'clock here in the Bayou City. Let's run up to Lake Houston now and let's check in with old John Littleton this morning. John, what's up?
Oh, man, I don't know, Mickey. Kind of a little bit better than Tommy, but not a whole lot.
What are you kind of getting cruddy too?
Well, this dadgum tree pollen. I got bad sinuses as it is, and, you know, all these trees are budding out. And, you know me, I'm outside doing something wherever I'm at, and, you know, it'll get to you. To me, I don't feel bad or anything. It's just, you know, head stopped up, sore throat from sinuses draining. But, you know, got to keep going. Can't give up. But got to go try to catch a fish. We're going to definitely try it tomorrow. We got one of them two tournament days. You know, at Lake Houston, we got you know, our Bass Club, Lake Houston Anglers, and then we got Anglers Quest. It's a, you know, team tournament. So, you know, you can enter both tournaments. We're going to do the weigh-in at the same time. You know, we've done these several times before throughout the years, and works out real well, you know, so. But we just, you know, anybody coming out there, I've seen a lot of boats in and out this week, you know, with spring break and everything. And for the most part, everybody seems to be taking it pretty easy. The lake's down, I checked it last night, it's down 17.5 inches. So, you know, that's a lot of water for Lake Houston.
That is.
To be down.
That is a lot.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. You know, it's amazing. You know, I've been fishing that lake for, heck, I don't know, 40 plus years. And there's some stumps and stuff out there that are starting to show up. And, you know, they've been showing up for the last 2 or 3 weeks that, you know, I run through those areas, you know, when the lake's up. But I'm going to try to get with the lake patrol and got some buddies of mine said they would help, and we're going to try to get us some rebarb and go out there and mark those stumps. There's several right now and a lot of good, you know, the normal running lanes. So right. We're going to try to get those marked so that, you know, when the lake does come back up, we can see those. So hopefully that'll work out. But fishing's, you know, it's been up and down, Mickey. I mean, at Lake Houston, you know, we're catching some fish. It's just, we just can't find the big ones. And I know they're there, especially right now. You know, we got another full moon, I think, tonight or tomorrow. But, you know, man, they ought to just be coming in waves. They're just going to be out a little bit deeper than, you know, normally Lake Houston, when the spawn's on, we're fishing cypress trees, you know, just throwing a frog or pitching a spinnerbait or, you know, a plastic or something around those trees. But right now, 90% of the trees are dirt. You know, they got dirt around them. So,
yeah, I believe you. That's crazy. That's low, yeah, my friend.
But, you know, yeah, there's, you know, but there's, right now, if you really look at, you go out there and you look at it, I mean, you'll see cypress knees 5-6 feet away from those trees. And, you know, normally all that's underwater. So, you know, those fish are just backed up a little bit. They seem to still be in the same areas that, you know, where everybody's always caught them. It's just, you know, they just backed up a little bit. But we're going to go try to catch them, you know. We fished Conroe last Saturday, our club did, and it took over 24 pounds to win five fish. So,
dang.
You know, they're, like Tommy was saying, it's, you know, I ran the scales. We had, we didn't have any giants, but we had three over six that were weighed in, and there were several, I mean, tons of fours and, you know, three to four, four and a half, you know, just about everybody had two or three of those.
Right.
You know, so everybody seemed to catch. We had 18 boats fish the club tournament, and I think there was only one boat that didn't come to weigh in, and I don't know if he had any fish or not, but everybody else, you know, caught fish, so... You know, it was just a, you know, we caught a limit pretty early. We just, you know, we couldn't catch any big ones. But, you know, we caught fish, and it's a good time to be out there. It doesn't matter what lake you're on right now. You know, it seems like for bass fishing. You know, go to baits at Conroe. You know, we were catching them on flukes and, you know, just, fan casting out in open areas. You know, I seem to want to back off the bank a little bit, even at Conroe, you know, and everybody runs a bank. You know, it's like pick a number and a merry-go-round, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I tend to back off a little bit. You don't catch as many fish, but I know, you know, we caught a lot of good keeper fish. We had to call up, but you know, it just, the fluke seemed to be working good at Conroe for us. Now, you know,
I
probably won't throw one. Go ahead.
You said a fluke?
Yeah, a fluke. Yeah. Just, you know, weightless, just throwing it out there and twitching it, you know, and we're fishing 3 to 4 or 5 foot deep at the most.
Mm-hmm.
And just kind of just barely twitching it. Of course, you're fishing over grass, you know, and you find them little pockets in that grass where there's open areas. And, you know, the good thing about Conroe is, you know, you can actually see those. I know my partner and I we were joking around, and I think we went to put the third or fourth keeper in the box. And he said, hey, man, he said, hey, I can actually see my fish in the live well. You know, Lake Houston, you can't do that. Not right now. You know, the water you put in your live well, heck, it's, you know, it's off color. You put your fish in there and you can't see them down in there. But at Conroe, you can, you know, so. But they're, you know, they're. We're catching fish out there at Lake Houston. It's just, you know, it's just not, it's, to me, it's not as good as it should be this time of year. But, you know, I tell you, that has a tremendous amount to do with the water level and also the dredging that's going on that's keeping that lake stirred up. I mean, we haven't had a rain in a good while. And, you know, but the lake is still real off color. And it's not just the main lake. You know, back in the pockets and stuff that you can get in, it's just not right, you know, for this time of year. But fish got to eat. We got to catch them. So that's what we're going to do. We're going to go and catch them.
But, well, and how do you think with this low lake level like it is, how do you think it's going to affect the spawn for Lake Houston?
Well, the thing that, to me, the thing that got Lake Houston again this year, and they've done it last two or three years, they seem to pull it down right after the first wave comes in. So a lot of those eggs, you know, and I mean, I'm talking about pulled it down within two days. Mm-hmm. So there was a lot of fish that were already up there and had spawned, and then they dropped the lake. Well, you know, some of those eggs washed back out, but a lot of those eggs did not survive.
Right.
So, you know, it hurts it. Yeah, it hurts it a bunch. I don't like it being this low like it is for a lot of reasons, but especially the spawn. Now, you know, the fish that are still coming in, they're going to spawn. You know, it's like a lady being pregnant. She's going to have that baby somewhere at some time, you know, and those bass are going to do the same thing. You know, it's time. So they're going to come in. They're going to find them a little area and, you know, hopefully we'll have a lot of surviving fish. I know the last 7 or 8 years we've spent a lot of time and effort out there to get all these, you know, restocking program and get all those fish restocked. And, you know, it's showing up. You know, we're catching those fish now from those fingerlings we put in years ago. And it'll get better. I just, you know, I'm a bass fisherman, so I would rather it being up, and I would rather be flipping trees than going out there and, you know, just fishing
right.
A little bit deeper and, you know, this time of year.
Yeah, but it's changed all your approaches up, the way you have to fish now.
Yeah. Yeah. Well,
it's hard to teach an old dog new tricks, man. I hate it when things change like that.
I know. You know, we all got our milk runs. I know y'all do, too, in the salt water, you know. But my milk run doesn't turn sour. Now it's sour milk.
Yes, so, yes.
know, it's not that good anymore. So got to get out there and go buy me a new gallon of milk, you know. So
fresh milk.
But. Yeah, we got to get out there and, I mean, we're still fishing the same kind of areas. It's just we're backing out. You know, we have to because some of the areas, like I said, you can't even get into. You know, where we used to get into, they were skinny before to get into, and now you can't. You just can't. It's dirt. You know, you can't get into them.
Right.
Or it's, you know.
They better be amphibious bass.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, I'm sure it's trapped a lot of fish up in these areas whenever the lake come down. So, you know, if we can get it back up, and I can't get a good answer from anyone, I'm okay, so y'all let the lake down and you went and did your surveys, when are you going to let it fill back up? And yeah. I have not gotten that response yet. So, you know, I hope they don't just continue to keep it down like this. And I don't think they will. But, you know, it's just like one of the real good areas to fish is that spillway that comes in, you know, into the bayou coming off of that Trinity River. Well, you can't even get in there. You know, you just can't. You know, it's too shallow. You can't get up to that spillway area. So I don't even think you could get a kayak up in there, but you can't get even a little bass tracker or whatever. You know, you can't even get that up in there to fish. So, but it's all good. I mean, you know, I just, thankful we got a place we can go out there and go fish, and it's right there in our backyard, you know. So just gotta be really careful. You know, I saw some people pulling some kids on the inner tube yesterday out there, and, you know, they were being careful. They, you know, They kind of stayed out in the open area, you know. But even though you see open water, that does not mean it's 5, 6, 8 foot deep. A lot of that open water you're seeing might be a foot deep, you know. So, you know, just be really careful whenever you're out there, especially if you don't know the lake, you know.
Exactly. So,
yeah. But it's all good. I mean, you know, we're gonna go fish and catch us some fish, win us a little money, and play the game the next week.
Do it to it. So, well, that's all you can do. All right, John, I got to run. Somebody wants to call you and pick your brain, man. Talk it up. Sure. How do they get a hold of you, bud?
Yeah, they can always call me on my cell, 281-222-8544. Just give me a call, buddy, or shoot me a text.
All right, John, have a good weekend. Take care, bud.
You too. All right, Mickey. Thank you.
Later. All right. Well, if you need pipe, valves, fittings, instrumentation, fasteners, or gaskets, and you need them fast, look no further than Allied Industrial Sales Incorporated. They're your one-stop shop for all of your petrochemical supply needs with a full fleet of delivery trucks and same-day delivery. There's no need to wait weeks for other distributors. Let Allied deliver today. And if you're looking for that hard-to-find item or can't wait on long deliveries, their sales team has over 100 years of combined experience, and they're here to support you from start to finish, whether you're on a 24/7 maintenance project or ground-up construction. Remember, the first three letters of Allied are all, and that's exactly what they do. Call Allied Industrial Sales Incorporated. Let them handle it all for you at 281-332-6224 or sales@alliedinc.com. Spell out Inc. That's 281-332-6224.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. All right, it's 520 here in the Bayou City. Let's run down to Texas City now. Let's check in with our good friend. Always look forward to calling this guy every Friday, Mr. Dave Fremont. Dave, what's up in Texas City, buddy?
Oh, good morning, Captain Mickey. And things are fine and dandy like sugar candy, man. It's going to be a windy weekend. There's going to be plenty of wind, but we're going to take it. It's going to be all right. I'm just made my run all the way out to the end and back. And if somebody wanted to fish on the dike, well, I was down there about 15 minutes ago. You would be the first one and the only one out there fishing. There was a couple of sleepers, but there's all the room in the world. And, I think things will change, though. I think some people will be showing up, and it's going to get pretty good. We'll see what happens. But, man, we had a lot of fog immediately. Just as soon as I got away from League City, it's really started getting thick. And I got out here, and it was kind of patchy, and then it really dropped down and got heavy out towards the end. It got down to one porta can at times. It was pretty thick.
One porta can.
But yeah.
Oh,
but,
and I was sorry to hear about your dog, man.
Oh man, it's been a rough week. I'm telling you,
I went through the same thing. I lost mine Tuesday morning, 8:28.
It's something. I've had a.
We were talking
people.
About it. My man, what a gut wrencher, man.
Yeah, you and I, and then my niece, She had to have hers put down a couple of days ago, and it was a week ago. It was a week ago today when I messaged you and told you when I left after I talked to you last Friday morning. I went home. My wife, well, she messaged me on the way home saying there's something. It's bad. So I got there. That was the first day. Yeah, that was the first day that that dog let out a yelp and to let us know that she was really hurting. I could see it in her eyes when I had her. I held her in a blanket the whole time until we got over to the vet, and then even after. And that dog finally looked. You could just see in her eyes. She was ready to go.
Yeah, that's.
But
that's a shame.
It's an empty house. Yeah, it's an empty house right now, Mickey. It's almost.
I catch myself looking behind me, waiting when I go out the door to let her out with me. You get out of bed, she's not there. I mean, it's a weird deal. It's a big change.
I had so many folks put out kind words, and you know, even a couple of the sickos were kind enough to mention it and shared some stories, saying that they've had their lumps in their throats as well. My wife, that dog was just attached to her hip for 15 years. Mm. And that's not something that just goes away real quick. So,
no.
But we'll get through it. It's going to be okay. Time kind of, I'm not going to say it heals anything, but time kind of just makes a distance to where you kind of separate a little bit from it. But that old dog will always be in our memories. As long as we have memories,
that's it. As long as we're alive, you'll remember. I can't take that away from you. It's kind of like our old fishing trips in the past, man. They can't take
right.
our memories.
No. Yeah. I don't know. You know, even when we I forget a lot of other stuff. I mean, I can't tell you how many times I walked in the other room wanting to know why I'm in there. Sometimes I'll bump into my wife in there, and neither one of us know. Neither one of us know. Yeah. I'll look at her. Boy. She looks at me, and I said, what are you doing back here? She said, I don't know. And so that's just the way it is. And when you get up in the age, but I think there's a reason for it. A lot of the time it is. I think you had so much stuff shoved up in your brain that's some of it's got to overflow and get out of there, where maybe it'll give you a little more room to remember something else. But
that's it.
Yeah. Mickey, not an awful lot to report. I do know that fishing has picked up, and I'm seeing a couple of waders coming in during the weekdays. That's had a couple of fish, and didn't talk to him personally. I was just in Boyd's, and Captain Shannon LeBove was in there. He's a good regular customer. I think he launches out of Galveston over at the yacht base, and I think he keeps his his boat up there, but comes down here to get stuff. And he said the same thing. He says, you know, just good, steady fishing. And then that's what you want, you know, just some good fishing. And y'all been talking sheephead and stuff. And that's just one of those fish that I really like. I like catching them, and I don't like filleting them. And I was talking to him about that.
Is cleaning them, you know, but catching them, they're fun. They're good fighting fish and real good table fare. They're just tough to clean.
Yeah. Yeah. He said he's got his own method of cutting around the belly and doing getting the biggest chunk of meat. But I leave them whole, and I'll gut them out here. If I'm out just jigging around for a flounder and I hook into a big sheephead, I'm going to have that sucker for dinner. But I just gut him right out here on the dike, and head, scales, and fish go home, and they go in the oven. And then when they're done, I just peel that skin back, and the scales go with it, and it ain't nothing but good meat. I mean, just good stuff. So I'll eat them. People want to turn their nose up on them or whatever, that's fine. But I'll eat them on occasion, because, you know, if I catch one accidentally, like, or whatever. But the big drum, some being caught. It's been really light fishing, Mickey. A lot of times during the drum run, it gets really, really crowded. And it still does on the weekends. But
yeah.
A lot of times, I don't know what kind of a drum run we're really having, because I just haven't seen that many fishermen to talk to. And I haven't been out. So it's kind of hard to tell. Sometimes you can say it was a low a slow drum run, but the mo drum might have been out there, but just enough not enough anglers to go out there and try to
fishing pressure's been light so far this year.
Yeah.
All over the bass system.
Yeah, I guess that can be good too. You all mentioned it, you and Tommy. I hope he gets to feeling better. Man,
he sounded pretty rough, didn't he?
Had a mess.
Got the crud.
But I hope that'll slide by on him really quick. But there's some good fish. There's some good fish to be caught. I think, like y'all mentioned, the bay and estuary seem to be healthy. You know, you got a fine variety of fish and different sizes. We've got some real good shad hatches. I'll walk out on the piers. I didn't this morning because I've been running behind ever since I woke up this morning, but I didn't walk the pier and hit it with a spotlight. But we've had some big shad hatches, so the baits, I'm sure, in fine fashion. Our live shrimp is caught in a variety of places. We get some right here in the Texas City Channel, and we get some live shrimp up a little bit further north, up around Seabrook or April Fool Point, up around all around there, and we'll get some live shrimp from there. But the good looking bait, I mean, the shrimp are in really great shape, got a nice variety in size, and so for the folks that like live shrimp and the guides that supply them to their customers, it looks pretty good. So I think we could have a pretty exciting early spring as far as the fishing goes.
Mm-hmm. Well, this weather will stay like this, we surely will.
Yeah, no more of those, looks like they're going to get some
big blast, man. We don't want any more of those.
No, I don't. No real huge temperature changes. Something, you know, a freak, another last cold front. This wind that they claim is going to have a lot of west to it that we're going to have tomorrow. It could very well blow the water out and move it in and out a bit again, which it makes it tough for fishing during those hours. But it'll move the water around a bit.
It
may make an improvement.
A little flushing. Out with the old, in with the new guff water. That's all good.
We got plenty of wind. We got enough wind right now. The bait flag showing me that's mostly south, I think. And I think it'll switch around and get out of the west here pretty quick. But this is a good time. I like March. I'll tell you, you can get out there and weigh dollar before that a weak front comes in. You got one, you time it just right, and you got several hours to fish before that front moves in. So many times it turns out to be a successful day as far as chunking some plastic and catching a few trout. And y'all mentioned that corky. You can't beat the corky this time of year. You don't know what you're going to catch. You don't have any idea.
Well, the sharks are starting to move in from out in the Gulf. Sharky's starting to catch them at the jetty, so here we go. Predators
are
coming. Here we go.
I saw where he caught a pretty nice black tip, and I think they were going to harvest it, which would bring a pretty good chunk of meat without any bones in it. It'll be, if you like shark, and that'd be all right. So, yeah, it won't be long. You won't be able to throw out any kind of real big bait without having
grill, you use enough garlic, lemon, and other ingredients. It's all good. A little butter.
Yeah.
Get on with it. Eat it up.
Clean it right, and it'll be okay.
How about crawfish?
Well, I mentioned bait.
Y'all still fighting all the availability on crawfish, I see. Man, y'all are running out of punch this year.
Yeah, we can't catch up. We can't get enough crawfish. We just can't do it. We got some big, when I say big, I mean they're blessed to have some big crawfish orders wholesale.
Yeah, that are like $8
we got a lot
or whatever.
The jumbos are
the big time select jumbos. Yeah.
That's crazy.
Just the regular selects y'all do.
Yeah. And I like them when they're not really dark and hard shelled and all that. It's kind of hard to get them just right. But anyway, when I meant by big, we had some large wholesale orders to fill, and then also take care of our retail customers and the ones with reservations and stuff, but it's just not adding up. We don't get enough. We're not getting enough, but that's liable to change. Next week, I may be begging anybody to get crawfish, but we'll just play it. Hey, that's the way it is. So
nobody wanted to eat them. I can't believe 30 and 40 years ago, everybody go, nah, I'm not interested in crawfish. I mean, I'd always buy too many and have them left over, and now you can't buy enough. People are gone nuts over crawfish.
I don't like to use that word cult so much, but that's kind of what it is. It's like the people just, they just every year we run into the same folks, and we try to stretch the season out as much as possible. But anyway, I don't know what we're going to have today yet. As soon as I get off the phone with you, I'm going to go into the warehouse and try to talk to Jennifer and see what's going on. But I think it's going to be slim pickings. We didn't have anything yesterday except for them big jumbos. We had about 7 or 8 sacks of those. Yeah. This morning, it's a guess. This weekend, it's a lot of pressure with spring break and all that. But we do the best we can, and Mickey, that's all you can do.
That's it, man.
That's it.
You said it. All right, buddy. Well, hey, if somebody wants to come down to Boyd's, give them a number and some info, and y'all have something for them. I mean, hey, get the crawfish, hey, get them big wild-caught Gulf shrimp y'all sell down there. They're always good.
I popped the heads off of 10 pounds of those babies yesterday me. And I vacuum sealed them up in 24 count, and I'll yank out one of those and just say, well, what am I going to do with this today? When you got them set up that way, it ain't nothing to it. But I did. I got 10 pounds and got things lined out. It'll last me a week or two. Mickey, thank you so much.
Before I have to let you go, I got a text from a listener who said, how's the crabs looking after the crab trap roundup? Y'all getting any crabs?
Yes, we have got some. The young lady, Heather that works with us there in the store, she made a post saying that they'd had some number ones, and so we are getting crabs again. And when you get number ones, you got the biggest and the best. So I don't know how many we have. That'll be one of those that I'll throw out our number of 409-945-4001, and you kind of punch the menu. You can actually get to a live person if you punch the right buttons, and you can ask them questions. But they usually list what we've got. And if it doesn't get updated till about 8 o'clock, they're good about that. But anyway, 227 Dyke Road, Boyd's One Stop, and as soon as we can get the crawfish to catch up with the hungry people, then
it's going to
be all right.
All right, man. Well, Dave, have a good weekend. Always a pleasure, buddy. And sorry again about your dog, man. That's a shame.
I appreciate it. And you too, Mickey. I think I let that slide by, and I'm my condolences to you. I know we talked about it last week, but y'all take care, and we'll talk to you again next Friday, good Lord willing.
All right, brother. You take care, man. All right.
Bye-bye.
Dave Fremont down at Boyd's One Stop. Great people down there. They go the extra mile for you, no doubt. All right, you're listening to The Outdoor Show. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. Good morning, and welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. It's 5:40 here in the Bayou City. All right, let's run down G-Town Way and check in with our good friend, Captain Steve Hillman. Stevie Ray Hillman, what's up, man?
What's up, Mickey?
Little Texas flood this morning.
Little good, bad, and the ugly. Oh, the song? Yeah. Oh, no.
Stevie Ray Vaughan.
I just had a
listener text me. His first trip to Port Mansfield, and he caught an 8.5-pounder, man. What a beautiful fish.
Wow.
Sent me a video and everything. Pretty awesome. Good, clear camera. He must have a droid.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, if he sent you a video. Notebook or something.
Yeah, if he sent you a video and it's clear on your phone, then he definitely has a Android.
Crystal clear.
Yeah, there's a handful of y'all out there with those Androids.
There's a bunch of us, more than you can ever imagine. Those phones came out way before that junk you boys are using from China.
Yeah.
But there is good news. They're moving to they're going to spend billions of dollars and move to the United States and build those phones right here in good old America. Well, that ought to up the quality.
The Androids?
No.
The Androids?
The stuff you're using, that Chinese stuff, man.
Those iPhones,
yeah. Buddy.
All right. Well, that's good. I didn't know
that. How about that? You'll be in like us.
Good. Good.
You and Plog both.
Oh,
James sent me a picture this morning, and I flooded him with meat shots from back in the day. And he goes, hey, throw that out on Facebook and tell them this is what catching them is all about, buddy. We had a blast doing that.
I know. We used to throw them on the deck, throw them on the pier every day.
Stringers.
Take pictures.
Stringers a man could barely lift up. I don't think I'm my age. I couldn't lift stringer like that anymore.
There were some good ones, man.
Toads. Well, what have you been doing?
Oh, just fishing, man. Fish. Finally stringing some trips together.
Good.
Yeah, it's just a couple of, like I said, good, bad, and the ugly. I've had probably more good, but had really only a couple of tough days in the last five or six days. But overall, fishing for March has been, for what I'm having to do, drift around and deal with a little bit of wind and low tides and stuff.
Yeah, for March, it's tough out of the boat, you know, drifting in this wind with low tides. And but hey, you know how to do it. You got.
Well, I had one really tough day, a week ago today. Had some guys that come in, fish me once or twice a year, and man, we've always done really well, Joe Perez and his guys. And matter of fact, like last time they fished with me, we stopped counting at 100 trout, 100 keepers. Really, I mean, this is like 3 years ago.
Yeah.
And maybe 2 years ago. It was just good. It was unbelievable fishing. And I took them last Friday, and we caught three. I had three legal fish. I don't know how many we caught, but it was just – and then one flounder. And there was just nothing I could do. It was one of those days – where it wasn't just the wind. The wind was horrible. And I remember, because I talked to James that day. He was 35 miles from me, and he didn't have hardly any wind. And I was further inland, and all that convection wind got me. You know, right now we have some days where the water is cooler, a lot cooler than the land temperature, and you get this convection wind, and it's real. I mean, it's a thing. And some of the areas I'm fishing, it hurts me. And it was gusting. I looked at my phone, and at one point it was gusting to 26 knots at Eagle Point. That's 30 mile an hour gusts. And I'm out there trying to drift around in that stuff. It was totally not in the forecast. But anyway, that was really my only really bad day. And then I went to the ranch. That was last Friday. Then I went to the ranch Saturday and Sunday, me and Dad and Goose, and filled all the corn feeders and cottonseed and protein feeders, and had to fix some stuff, you know, as usual. Our feeders, we still have World War II feeders with the hand cranks and the 55-gallon drums. And like that Saturday, I drove in on Saturday. I got there at 1:30, and we started filling feeders. And second to the last feeder, we had about an hour left of daylight, and filled the can up, filled the drum up with corn, and went to start cranking it. And the pulley up top split in two.
Oh, God.
So then I had to haul butt to town to Tractor Supply.
Yeah, I wouldn't do that with a feeder empty. It has to do it when it's full, you know.
Yeah, I know. Well, yeah, well, either way, it wasn't going back. It wasn't going back
fall on either way.
No, it's the way it's designed. So then I had to get Dad to go get the tractor, lift me up in the bucket of the tractor, change the pull. Anyway, it was typical ranch trip, short and sweet.
Sure.
I could not believe all the quail. You know, we didn't see a ton of quail this year. Of course, I didn't make a lot of trips, but my God, I saw a bunch of quail.
Yeah.
It was crazy. Big coveys.
pretty banner gear on them. I think probably the best I've ever seen.
Yeah.
But I was in quail country, too. I was down there in Jim Hogg. I mean, that's quail country.
Yeah, they got a lot more grass and stuff down there, and they get more rain. They're closer to the coast than we are. It's bone dry in Pearsall right now. I mean, it's after two Arctic freezes, two Arctic fronts, and no rain to speak of. It's the driest I've ever seen. Everything's just crunchy and dusty, and it was pretty bad. But I came back on Sunday and then started fishing again Monday, and fished every day till yesterday. And Monday was on coming off that front, and had Rusty Plackmire, one of his customers, came in. He drove like 3 hours to fish. This guy Corey, he actually fishes with Jay Watkins down there a little bit every year, but a real good guy. But he came a long way to fish, and we didn't have any water. And I went to the first ramp. I had this master plan, like the only place I'd be able to fish in those conditions. And we couldn't get the boat in. And the tide was due to bottom out at like 1 o'clock. So it was going to get even lower. You know, I knew if I could get it in, I wasn't going to be able to get it out. So we drove, I don't know how many miles, to another ramp and barely got the boat in. Had to have Rusty back me down and like hit the brakes so I wouldn't go off the back of the,
Drop the trailer off the ramp. Exactly.
Yeah, I mean, it's the lowest I've ever put a boat in.
I remember days like that, you know, where I'd put in at one place, and when I'd come in from fishing, I couldn't even get my boat out of the water, so I'd have to get my customers to drive my boat to another ramp, and I'd run over there and pull it out. It's crazy, man.
Yeah. It was crazy. A mess. And anyway, I could keep going on about that. But we get out there, and I'm like, okay, well, we're fishing now. Now I got to figure out what the hell these fish have done that I've been catching, because we're down about almost 3 foot of water. And the only thing I knew to do, I went back to an area where I've been catching the bulk of the fish, and where it was normally 5.5 feet, it was like 2 feet, 2.5.
Right.
And, you know, there's a lot of just reefs along the shoreline and structure. And we start drifting. I'm like, man, these fish aren't in here. We got our barometric pressure's through the roof. I mean, it was a bluebird sky. We had a west-northwest wind. The tide was gone. Water temperature dropped 10 degrees. You know, everything stacked against us.
Perfect conditions.
And I look out towards the bay, and I see a slick. And it's way out. I mean, like 150 yards out there. I said, man, that looks like a trout slick. Long story short, those fish pulled way out, like off this deep ridge line, and we're basically out in the middle of nowhere. And we got on a couple of pretty good patches of fish, and we only caught, I think we had 11 keepers is all we had, but we caught a bunch of fish, a lot of little ones mixed in, nothing. We didn't have anything over 18 inches, but and we pulled off of them at like, shoot, we didn't start fishing until 9. I mean, we pulled off of them at like a little after 10 and went riding around looking for reds. Of course, couldn't find any reds, but it was pretty neat. It's not often we get to go out there, especially this time of year, out of the boat and work slicks like we used to. You know, how our fishing is these days. It's structure. It's spot fishing and structure fishing. We don't get to fish with our eyes like we want to. You know, we want to fish with our eyes every day, but these fish don't give us much to look at these days, except in the summer they'll slick better. In the spring and in summer they'll slick better, but even then we find ourselves fishing more structure in this bay these days. So that was kind of cool, because we would catch a couple. Then the bite was really tough. It was really tough. Thank God I had two good sticks on the boat, because the bite was super, super soft in those conditions. But we'd catch one or two out of each slick, and then 70, 80 yards away, another slick would pop. I'd troll over to it. It was kind of neat. But and then, oh, that was Monday. And then the next day, had my guy Ronnie Griffin in from Waco. Actually, he just retired, moved down here, but he had a couple of his buddies in from Abilene, and it blew a little bit, but our bite was actually better. We caught him in a totally different area, and we caught 13 pretty nice trout. The trout got a little bit bigger, and probably about that many throwbacks, and it was a good day of fishing, you know, just fishing, yeah. Drifting shell, just kind of still catching a lot of fish over mud and shell, you know, yeah. Even though the water temp is, well, now it's up in like the mid 60s, but these fish are really, they're not in schools. There's just like areas holding fish, you know, but everything on soft plastics, everything on worms, and color hasn't really mattered. We've caught them anywhere from one Laguna shrimp to Texas roach. I mean, Ronnie, he grabbed a Texas roach off my console the other day, put it on, and in clear water, I'm like, okay, that's good luck with that. He caught like 3 and 4 casts. I'm like, okay, maybe there's something to that. But I don't think that, I think it's more about the end than the arrow, you know.
It's just a matter of being on them this time of year. All right, Steve, I got to run. Throw them out a number. Somebody wants to call you about getting with you, fishing this Galveston Bay system, baby.
All right, that was fast. 409-256-7937.
Fastest 12 minutes in radio. All right, man. Steve, right, have a good weekend. Good talking to you, brother. See you.
You too, Mickey. Thank you.
Later. All right. All right, that's all the time we have for today's show. We'll be back in the morning bright and early, 4 a.m. right here at Sports Radio 610 KILT Houston.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.